if we take this example into a physiological condition or physiological system, we begin at the top, decrease in room temperature, which causes an increase in heat loss from the body. As heat is lost from the body, body temperature would tend to decrease. Now, the body will respond to that decrease in body temperature because it has a set point to maintain body temperature at about 37 degrees centigrade or 98.6 Fahrenheit. On the right, you see several responses that occur physically. One is that the muscles may begin to shake involuntarily, which is called shivering. Shivering increases muscle heat production, and so you have an increase in heat production, which of course is helpful in helping to increase body temperature. If we look to the center line there, curling up. Now that could be a physiological response, but perhaps a conscious response to try to decrease the surface area that's exposed to heat loss. And so if a person curls into a ball, they tend to maintain their heat a little bit better and decrease heat loss. Now, there may be other responses there as well, such as perhaps putting on more clothes. So there are other things that a person might do consciously besides some of these other responses. The third response is on the left, and that would be that the skin blood vessels constrict. Okay, and that's particularly evident in fingers and toes. So if you've been exposed to a cold temperature and your body temperature starts to go down, you'll notice, of course, that your fingers and toes are some of the first areas of the body to become cool. And that is an adaptive response to maintain body heat within the core, center part of the body, and to some extent maintain a lower temperature in the skin and other peripheral parts of the body. Well, curling up and constricting skin blood vessels tends to decrease heat loss. So a combination of decreasing heat loss and increasing heat production works towards returning the body to normal temperature.